Several years ago, I was doing an internship as a hospital chaplain at a hospital in Washington, D.C., and I encountered a woman who was going through her second stage of cancer treatment. And I went to her, introduced myself, and she said, "I'm not so sure that there's anything you can help me with." And I said, "How come you feel that way?" And she said, "Well, Father, I had cancer 10 years ago. My husband was with me. He helped me. We went through chemotherapy and radiation, and I was cured. He has died. Now, when I got it the second time, my son helped me. And it became so overwhelming for him that he took his own life. God has abandoned me because of that. And because of my selfishness, I feel that that's why my son died." I said to her, "God does not cause that kind of suffering. God is there, whether you are aware of it or not. God did not cause the illness. God did not cause, or anyone cause, your son to take his life." And she felt relieved when she heard this. And we did pray. And she told me she felt healed. Now, whatever happened after the encounter, I am not know. But it is an encounter which still touches my heart. We know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, yet sometimes we find ourselves doubting his power, just as the way, you know, this woman in my story doubted. And we ask ourselves the question, can God really heal me? Can he forgive me my most shameful sins? The kinds of stories like the ones in today's gospel just did not happen in the past. Today, Jesus does act powerfully in our time and in our place. Conversions, healings, and answers to people's prayers continue to occur. They may not occur the way that we hope they occur, but they still occur. As Jairus and the woman who is hemorrhaging, we are to step out of faith and ask with faith what we need. This is where the healing takes place. So said, we may not get the results we want. Because, you know, this week I did encounter, you know, some parishioners who are going through a very difficult time in terms of their own health. Some are mortally ill. And the response is, I have faith that I will be cured. I have faith that I will be through this. We are not in a position of taking away anyone's hope, but we are to help that person recognize that God is present and God is there, but also to help them find the words that are necessary. And even in our own moments of healing, whether because of sin or because of health, we are called to be children of the light. As we hear in our opening prayer, that we don't want to be wrapped in the error of darkness. And we hear from the Book of Wisdom that God does not create suffering. He does not create death. This is something that just creeped into humanity. But on our part, and as I said earlier, like Jairus and like the woman who hemorrhaged, we are to step out in faith. And when we do that, we may not always have the words. And this is why we go to Scripture or to the Psalms. Like with Psalm 25, "Teach me your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me to live according to your truth, because you are my Savior all day long, and I trust in you. Lord, remember your kindness and constant love, because of your constant love and goodness. Remember me, O Lord." These are the words of consolation. They are the words of healing. Some of our sins do put us in desperate ways, to the point that we are alienated from others, we don't have friends, we don't have community. At the same time, we are not alone because God is there. And that is, an opportunity to once again go to another psalm, Psalm 42. "As a deer longs for the stream of cool water, so I long for you, God. I thirst for you, the living God. When can I go and worship in your presence? Day and night I cry, and tears are my only food. All the time I ask myself the question, where is God?" God is present. God is present in the Word. God is present in the Eucharist. God is present in the sacrament of healing, in the sacrament of reconciliation. This is an act of faith. When Jesus healed people, he never cured just an illness. He healed the body. His words healed the soul. His love healed the heart. This is, once again, we are to step out in faith to seek the loving God who has made us and has loved us unconditionally from the beginning until we are resurrected again.